Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape our community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum gives Milwaukee Public Schools a roadmap for a turnaround by taking lessons from other cities. The report examines similarly large and diverse school districts across the country and urges MPS to, quote, raise the bar. Researchers hope lessons learned in cities like Chicago and Washington, D.C. can help guide changes in Milwaukee. The goals include hiring and keeping teachers, fighting student poverty, and boosting quality school leadership. It also compares Milwaukee with the school district that serves children of Department of Defense employees because it has a similar level of student mobility. That's the number of students changing schools. WUWM education reporter Catherine Kokel spoke with Wisconsin Policy Forum Executive Director Jason Stein about the report. Stein begins by explaining why MPS is in a moment of transition.
The district does have a new superintendent who just recently started. There has been some change in other positions, like the district's chief financial officer. You know, the district had some challenges in reporting its financials and took some hits from the state in terms of state aid last year. And then in recent weeks and months has been coping with the finding of lead in its schools, which is not surprising, but also, you know, a failure to take some basic steps in some cases to remediate that lead or contain the damage it posed to or danger it posed to staff and students. So, you know, plus, you know, the ongoing challenges of the district's financing, decline in enrollment, and challenges in testing scores. So there's a number of potential challenges for the district right now, but as well with some of the change in leadership and renewed scrutiny, some opportunity to, you know, achieve and make improvements for the community.
This report compared Milwaukee to other metro urban areas, and I just want to take this moment to list them. Those urban areas were Denver, Colorado, Miami-Dade County in Florida, Boston, Massachusetts, Charlotte-Mecklenburg County in North Carolina, as well as Chicago Public Schools and the Department of Defense. How do Milwaukee Public Schools compare to the achievement and the resourcing of schools in those areas?
They face at least some of the same challenges as Milwaukee, whether that's, you know, low-income students, many students of color, students with disabilities, students who don't speak English as their first language, or, you know, in the case of the Department of Defense, I think it's a good example of one of the big challenges in Milwaukee is high student mobility, students bouncing from school to school. You know, that's a challenge where with the Department of Defense, with children on military bases, also faced. So we tried to pick some peers that at least could inform best practices for an urban district like Milwaukee.
And so what takeaways are there from these large other school districts? What can Milwaukee learn from them?
You know, what we tried to focus on was some of the things that had gone well in these communities. Some of the options or the recommendations that we put forward, including, you know, leading boldly, looking at ways to take on difficult challenges, whether that is how educators are evaluated, whether that is and compensated, whether that's accountability measures for schools, whether that's, you know, in some cases, closures of schools. We looked at also how data can be used, how districts can try over time to focus on a few high impact levers to make change. So Chicago found that their high school graduation rates were really impacted by students failing to pass Algebra 1 and made a big push to help students over that hump and boost graduation rates in that way. And, you know, another examples, just to give one final thing, is the teacher feedback and evaluation system that was set up in DC to incentivize the best teachers to work at the neediest schools. And then the way Chicago, you know, not just within the district, but also with academics at the great higher ed institutions in the Chicago area, as well as philanthropic nonprofits, to try to bring as many resources and insight as possible into the district and into classrooms to improve outcome.
There are two pieces, and you touched on one just a moment ago, but two pieces of data that the report suggests MPS really drilled down on to understand how student achievement can be improved. And those pieces are student absenteeism, which the report notes has skyrocketed in Milwaukee in the years since the pandemic, as well as student mobility, which the report defines as students moving from school to school. How do those two pieces impact a student's ability to achieve within MPS?
Absolutely. So I'm really glad that you drilled down to those two, because those are two of the most important factors, I think, right in the city of Milwaukee right now. One, student absenteeism has always been a problem, even going back to before the pandemic, but it just was the problem was just supercharged during the pandemic. That's defined as students who are chronically absent miss more than 10% of school days. In MPS, that number, it's come down a little bit since the height of the pandemic, but it's still close to, one in two students, which is, very high. And then we also see this student mobility where students, whether it's because of evictions, instability within families, or just because of all the education options, traditional public, independent charter, and private voucher schools that exist in Milwaukee, we have students bouncing from school to school. And if you sort of do a thought experiment in your head and imagine that you're running a really good school, you're doing everything right as the principal and teachers, but you're only getting that student for 5 months, let's say in the second grade, and then they're going on to another school district. Think about how much positive impact are you going to be able to make for that student before they move on to another school? And I think everyone would recognize that it's not very much. So, to the extent that we feel like school has a value, the first step is getting the student to school and keeping them there in a kind of a stable situation. And that's why those two metrics are so important.
Those two metrics kind of go hand in hand too, right? A student coming to school and then a student staying in that school. One of the takeaways of this report is that there is no silver bullet, right? There's not one thing that MPS and its new leadership can do to drastically solve all of these problems overnight, right? But I'm still going to put you in the hot seat and ask what you think the most important takeaway is for the leadership of MPS to start this turnaround and maintain this turnaround.
So I to go back to our earlier point, I do think the most important thing for school to succeed is the students have got to be in school, physically located there, and they got to stick with the school at least long enough to give that school a chance to make a positive impact. So the mobility and student absenteeism is just paramount. The other, big thing that is paramount is student safety, whether that's the physical environment, the lead paint issue, whether that's crime or other issues. Parents have got to feel like their students are safe in school, or that they won't keep them there, and there won't be the financial stability that the schools need to succeed over time. In terms of other issues, having a high standards, having adequate resources to achieve those standards, having solid data that is transparent and available, not just to principals and teachers, but also to the public and parents, having collaboration across different school sectors, because it is difficult to have sort of accountability and an overall vision for education in Milwaukee when there are so many different actors. But there are opportunities, I think, for the different types of schools to collaborate, whether that's in lobbying for funding for special education from the legislature, or perhaps coming up with a common enrollment approach across different types of schools. And then lastly, the thing that I would point to is making sure that the city and region and state as a whole is recruiting, developing, and retaining talented teachers and principals and other school professionals, because education is a very labor-intensive activity. And if you don't have quality people doing it, it's just not reasonable to think you're going to get quality results.
When I interviewed Dr. Brenda Caselius, who is MPS's new superintendent, she said something like, education has always been a human resources field, right? That our people need to be the ones to do this work, and you can't do it without all of the people who exist from all corners of a school. So you put a pretty fine point on that as well.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at the operating budget of a school in Wisconsin, something like 80% of the operating budget, the general fund and the special education fund, is going to go to staff compensation, salaries and benefits. So if that money is not being spent efficiently, effectively, and on the best quality people, you can just see from a financial standpoint, you're not going to get the best results.
Jason Stein is the executive director of the Wisconsin Policy Forum. He spoke with WUWM education reporter Catherine Kokel.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.